But when something is settled, you know, this theme of it's settled, when something's settled, that means it's resolved, it's determined, and it's something decided. So when God says something's settled, he's resolved it, he's settled it, it's finished. It's been done, it's been taken care of, and even in the dictionary, it says that it implies a decision reached by someone with the power to end all dispute or uncertainty. So God has determined or settled some things on our behalf, and he has the power to what? To bring it to an end, to a conclusion, right? So Romans 4:25, and this is the Passion Translation, Romans chapter 4 and verse 25, it says, Jesus was handed over to be crucified for the forgiveness of our sins and was raised back to life to prove that he had made us right with God. So when he was raised from the dead, the Passion, I like the way the Passion reasoned, it was to prove that we had been made right with God. Why is that? Because he was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He took our sins and took them to hell. So when justice was paid, when sin was paid for, he was released and raised from the dead. So his raising from the dead proved that we had been made right. It proved that sin had been paid for. It proved that he did what he said he would do. He said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. And the devil did what? He caused man to fail and to sin. And sin was passed on to every man. So there needed to be what? A mediator. There needed to be, as the scripture says, a lamb that came and he took and bore our sins, not just our sins, our sicknesses. He bore those, took those to hell, and then when it was paid for, so what does that mean? It's settled. Sin problem has been settled. The sickness problem has been settled. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that the devil won't try to bring sickness on our bodies, but that problem has been settled. So in the name of Jesus, that name is what? Above every name. And we can use that name against sickness and disease. What is Galatians 3:13? You know that scripture. Why don't you turn there and we'll take a peek and remind ourselves. Galatians 3:13. It's good to read it. It says what? Christ did what? He hath what? Redeemed us from what? The curse of the law. And it says what? Being made what? A curse for who? For us. So I've been redeemed. Right. What does it say? Ephesians 1:7. In whom? In Christ. What? We have redemption through his blood. So I've been redeemed from the curse of the law by the blood of Jesus. So that blood has sealed me, redeemed me from what? Sin and the power of sin. And it's redeemed me from sickness and disease. So when it comes and tries to touch my body, I can say, no, no, it's been paid for. You're not allowed here. I forbid you in my body. I forbid you to work in my body. And now I command you to leave my body. And then what do? You just laugh. You say, well, I don't feel like laughing. Laugh because why? You know you've been redeemed. You know you're set free. And joy, and the joy of the Lord is what? My strength. It'll remove, it'll push away those issues. What does 1 Peter 2:24 say? These are things God settled. He settled it. He settled the sin and sickness problem, what? In Christ and through Christ. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self, just Christ, he did what? Bear what? Our sins in his own body, what? On the tree, right? That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye, what? Were healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at Galatians 3:13 again. Let's look at it in the New Living Translation and then the Amplified. But we're redeemed, and it's settled. And the question becomes, is it settled for you? Is it settled just in your mind, or is it settled in your heart? So that when something's settled, right, you're not moved. New Living Translation, Galatians 3:13, it says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse, what, that was pronounced by the law. When he hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. We were in the wrong, but he took the punishment. He took the curse. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who was hung on a tree. Hallelujah. And then let's look one more. Let's look at the Amplified Classic. Hallelujah. So it says, Christ purchased what? Our freedom, redeeming us from the curse or doom of the law. Hallelujah. And it's what? And it's condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or is what? Crucified. So God has freed us. He's redeemed us. And what? Say it's settled. It's settled. And it's settled for me. It's settled. And the more you feed upon it, you let it come in and water your heart, water it. In other words, have you taken, you know, I used that little example last time I was with you. I gave somebody a $100 bill and I said, here, take it. It's yours. And he took it and I said, he says, as you've what? As you freely give, freely what? Receive. So if you freely receive something, it's what now? It's yours. And you what? Now it's you have ownership of that, right? If you won something, you won a prize, or you got a new car, or you got a house, maybe somebody gave you a house. And they said, here, you didn't earn it, you got it, right? You were given that, right? Something that just blew your mind. Right? You're like, I can't even believe I got this, right? Well, that's about the size of what we've received when it comes to our salvation and our healing. That we've received something, what? No strings attached. Nothing. It was freely given to us. So what? That means we now have possession of it. That means I can do with that what I want. So it's the same thing. Have you received what's been freely given concerning your salvation and your healing? Have you received it? Or have you just said, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And you quote the scripture. You understand what I mean when I say that? You say, yeah, I can quote the scripture. Yeah, you may, but have you received it? Because if you've received it, you talk like you've received something. Because I can guarantee you, when you receive a free gift, You're telling people about it. You're saying, oh man, I just got this. Somebody just what? Blessed me with such and such. They just blessed me with something. And you talk like you've been blessed. You talk like you got something. A lot of people talk like they got the curse. Is that not true? They talk like they got the curse. You know, I got this sickness in my body. That's the curse. We've been redeemed from it. Why don't you talk like you've received the blessing, the healing? Right? And that comes by what? Renewing your mind, meditating on it, thinking about it, talking like it. I believe, and therefore I speak, 2 Corinthians 4:13. So if we've taken possession, then we need to do what? Talk like we possess it. We talk like that. Glory to God. You don't sound excited about it. Maybe we need to talk more about it, because if you've got something, you're going to talk about it. You're going to chew my ear, as they say. You're going to talk me till I say, yeah, I got it. I understand you got blessed. I got it. Yeah, but I got to just tell you another time. I got blessed. I got to tell you again. I got it. I understand. I got it. But what? That means you've got it. You're excited about it, and you want to tell me how you're blessed. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, Colossians 2, verse 13. Colossians 2, verse 13 and through 15. This is in the Passion Translation. See, we've been redeemed from what? The curse of the law. It's settled. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to beg God to do something for us. Oh, God, please help me. You need to do what? Thank God. I don't have to get something from God. He's already what? Given it to me. He already got it for me. So I don't have to work at getting it. Or as they say down south, getting it. I don't have to get it. I got it. Right? Colossians 2, verse 13 in the Passion Translation. Let's look at that. This realm of death describes our former state, for we were what? Held in sin's grasp, but now we've been what? Resurrected. See, that's what he said. When he was resurrected, it proved that we've been made right with God. And this said here, but now we've been resurrected, what? Out of that realm of death, never to return, for we are forever alive and forgiven of all our sins. He canceled out, this meaning God canceled out every legal violation we had on our record and the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. He erased it all, our sins, our stained soul. He deleted it all, and they what? Cannot be retrieved. Glory to God. So that means don't you go fishing, right? Or if somebody wants to talk about your past, you say, I'm forgiven, I'm redeemed. I don't know that person anymore. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and nailed permanently there as what? A public display of what? Cancellation. So sin and sickness has been settled. It's canceled. And it's not held against me anymore. Then Jesus made a what? A public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness stripping away from them every weapon and all their what? Spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession triumph. He was not their prisoner, they were his. And that means if they were his prisoner, then they're mine. When they come a-knocking, I remind them that I am now what? Their master. That means Jesus has what? Authorized us to do what? Cast out demons and devils. That's part of our commission. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. That means I'm to do what? Exercise his authority here in the earth. Glory to God. So sickness and disease was paid for in Christ's crucifixion, his death and resurrection. So sin and sickness, that problem has been settled. Glory to God. Christ on the cross became sin and shed his blood, and with his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. We were healed. So let's talk like we possess something. What do I possess? I possess sin, a sickness. I don't possess that, do I? I possess healing. I possess health. And I possess freedom from sin and its power to control me. Right. That means it may come knocking. It may come around. But what? I choose to tell it something. What? Leave me. I make other choices. Glory to God. Praise God. So God has given us a new life. Let's look at Romans 8:11. And we can look at that in the Amplified Classic. And we're familiar with this particular scripture. And it says, and if the spirit of him, talking about the spirit of Christ, who raised up Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ, Jesus from the dead, the spirit of God, or the spirit of him, I'm sorry, I said the spirit of Christ, I meant to say the spirit of God, said, who raised up Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So his life is working in my body. When your body doesn't want to cooperate with you. You see, I think we get mixed up. It doesn't mean you don't go to the doctor if you feel impressed to do that. Or get a checkup, or if you need medication, then, you know, follow the medication. But don't put your trust in that. Put your trust in the Spirit of God to do what? To cause this body to be restored to health. And that God will give you the revelation of what? Who you are in Christ. What you have in you. You have what? The greater one. Greater is he that is what? In me. That's just not a nice saying. I have the presence of God. I have the glory of God. I have the power of God residing in me. And I need to talk like it. I need to speak that and confess it and say it when I feel like it and when I don't feel like it. Because otherwise, you will let circumstances dictate rather than truth. And you'll not, you know, and you won't have the victory in certain things. So you need to let this greater one. It's already settled, isn't it? It's settled that he has come. He's our what? Our comforter. He's our helper. So Acts 10:38, let's look at this real quick, just reminding ourselves of the goodness of God. It said what? How God did what? He what? Anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about what? Doing good and what? Healing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and what? And with what? Power. Who went about what? Doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Is God with you? Right. Has he anointed you? Yes. So that means what? You are anointed of God to go around and do what? Do good and heal. Although, and we know that's supported in what? Matthew 28, Mark 16. We've been given a commission to go about and do good and to heal those who are oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. The Amplified Classic of Acts 10:38 says how God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power, how he went about doing good and in particular curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. Praise God. Glory to God. So the curse problem for us as his children has been settled. We're redeemed by his blood. So, you know, when things come knocking, you know, you may not be expecting something to happen to you. Maybe it happens in, you know, even if it's not your body, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law through the blood of Jesus. So that means that you have what? Authority over the devil. That means if he affects your family in any way or your property, you have a right. You've been given authority over that. You stand up and say, you take your hands in the name of Jesus. I forbid you to touch my property, my family, my children, your grandchildren, whatever, whatever. You forbid it in the name of Jesus, because the curse has been settled. He became a curse for us. He took that which separated us from God. He did what? He destroyed the works of the devil. And now we possess what? Authority. Hallelujah. Christ's authority. Praise God. And this is what? Settled. It's what it said, Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is what? Settled in heaven. The New Living said it stands firm in heaven. Glory to God. Praise God. So how many possess something today? I possess it. I have it. It's mine. And I talk like it. I act like it. I think like it. Right? If you had, let me just ask, I mean, just simple stuff. I mean, you know, you can think it in your head, but if you had excessive money in the bank and you knew it, let's say you had $1 million in the bank, maybe you have 300,000 in the bank, maybe you have $500,000 in the bank and you know it, do you talk like you don't have it? No, you don't. Why? Because you own it. You possess it. It's yours and you know it's yours. You don't talk like it. That would be like you'd say, what's wrong with that person? Don't they ever look at their bank statement? Do they ever look at their what? The books? Well, I'd have to ask a question to you. Do you ever look at your book of what God has written about you? That book is settled in heaven. That's your story. That's what God says what? About you. Have you taken that? Have you possessed? It's settled as far as God's concerned. And we need to do what? Talk like it. That I'm redeemed. I'm right with God. There is therefore, Romans 8:1, there is therefore what? Now, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So I'm redeemed. I'm right with God. He's giving me his best. He's blessed me and watches over me and protects me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. God is good. He is good. Good to me. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for living in us. Thank you, Father, for the fruit of the Spirit in us. Thank you that you've redeemed us and translated us out of darkness and into the, you've delivered us out of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. So I'm in a new kingdom. And I thank you that I have the blessings of heaven afforded me. And we thank you, Father, that our bank accounts are not empty, but full. Thank you that we're full, full of the presence of God. And we thank you, Father, that wherever we go, when we enter in and we leave, we thank you that your presence and your peace goes with us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In glory to God, we thank you, Father, for our protection. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for blessing our families and everything that we have. Thank you, Father, for our lives. Thank you that every person represented here and the families represented here, we bind you, Satan, from interfering with their lives. We forbid you to touch them in the name of Jesus. We release the angels and the angelic hosts of heaven to stand guard and protect the lives represented here in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, have a great week, and keep your heart stirred. When you feel like, you know, Brother Hagin used this example one time. This lady came to him, and she was talking. She talked like she let her feelings get the better of her, and she talked like she wasn't saved because she didn't feel saved. And so Brother Hagin said to her, he said, "You think I feel saved when I wake up in the morning?" He said, "No." He said, "As a matter of fact," he said, "right now I'd have you praying for me." if I was going by my feelings. So he said, "Well, just stand here and watch me." And he began to just bless the Lord. "Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad I'm saved." And he began to do that for about 5 minutes. And she said, "Your face changed." And he said, "It began to light up." And he said, "Yeah, I just stirred up the life of God in me." He said, "You can let it dormant, let it be dormant and let your feelings get the best of you. Oh, I'm so bad today, having a bad day, everything's upside down." Or you can let the joy of the Lord be stirred up and thank God for all his goodness to me and thank him and bless him. And what does that do? Just like the armies of God, they sent out what? The singers and praisers out ahead of the army. And what did they do? They stilled the enemy. They chased the enemy off. Well, that's the same in our lives. We can chase off all that darkness and that cloud. We can just lift up our hands right in the middle, right smack dab in the middle of problems and issues, and thank God and bless him because he's been so good to us. Hallelujah. And the devil said, "Oh man, I thought we put the screws to him." Now he's blessing God, and what happens? You chase him off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It just made, it's just a choice. That's all. sometimes our minds get in the way. You know, we think, I don't feel like doing this. I'm having a bad day. You know, I feel like I'm down in the dumps. You just say, you know what? No, I don't feel like praising him. And no, I don't want to, but I'm going to. Because he's been good to me. And if it wasn't for his goodness and mercy, I'd be on my way to hell. And he's protected me and blessed me and protected me, and I'm going to bless him. Hallelujah. Even when I don't feel like it. Praise God. Just stir your heart up and thank him. As you're going down the road, begin to keep your eyes on the road. Don't close them. But bless them and thank them as you're going along in your day. Hallelujah. Glory to God.